There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and calm the nation. No matter what you say,
Let's keep working. This is not play. This is serious business, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Serious business. Jennifer Horn is serious about what's going on in the world. Rich McFadden is serious about his job controlling things at the studio in Washington.
Pretty serious, anyway.
Ken Kessler is serious about watching over our social media network. Fabulous as it is. What'd you say?
You know it.
I do know it. And everybody else knows it now because I have said so. And therefore, I, as the leader of the program, will be introducing you to Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a few moments as well to update us on the latest medical news this week. Meanwhile, it's been a tough week for Rolling Stone magazine. The magazine, you remember, was sued. And then its editor, Will Dana, announced he was resigning. All of this is fallout from the now discredited story about rape on a college campus.
Not just rape, gang rape at University of Virginia. Right.
Yeah. And the culture of rape. Not just a rape, but the culture of rape.
But the culture of rape is a problem. We have way too much of that going on. One is
sure.
Today. There's way too much going on college campuses, but they were wrong here.
Nothing was true.
And so they made a mess of the efforts that a lot of people are working toward to get women to come forth and testify against those people who are guilty of this horrible, heinous crime. It destroys women's lives. And these people made a mockery of that whole thing. Apparently, the fact that... and by the way, he was the writer, I think, of this piece, was he not? Dana?
He was not, no.
I thought he was, for some reason or another. Well, anyway, the University of Virginia has sued Rolling Stone. And they may go out of business because of this. Is that appropriate? Yes or no? Was this so corrupt? Was this so bad that the magazine deserves to go away because of what happened?
It was pretty bad. Rolling Stone's a rag. I would not be sad. It is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's not a musician's magazine. Yeah. It's
no, it isn't. No, I mean, I didn't even understand what's the purpose of it being around these days. You need another rag? There's enough rags. Go through the shopping line at the supermarket. There are rags all over the place there. What do you need? Another one of those?
Why can't they just be the music magazine that they're... I understand they try to do cultural things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and music and college life, but they're not even a music magazine anymore, so...
The music business, as an aside here, so corrupt in and of itself and co-opted that there's no business there anymore? There's no need for a so-called music magazine? You get all you need to know from whatever source you have online.
I think there are a lot of indie music magazines. Now, that's true. Some of them may be available online, but I think people still would like the content. I just think that Rolling Stone has kind of lost its way. I mean, when you look at the cover of the magazine, and more times now, more often than not, it's not a musician on the cover. I mean, it just seems like it's lost its place. I mean, are you Vanity Fair? Are you Newsweek? Or are you Rolling Stone? Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you? Oh, you're Jennifer Horn.
And if you are going to go into politics, and you are going to go into culture, and you are going to cover rapes, then you better hire journalists who aren't used to just following Coldplay around town, and you better get journalists who are going to be responsible with their reporting.
I mean, I'm looking at the website, and there's a lot of music stories, but there's a lot of...
garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 11 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here's something that is not garbage. We have a lot of, space at DougSteffen.com today devoted to what you need to know about this bill that would ban GMO labeling. Please look at what's there. Sign the petition if you feel strongly about knowing where your food comes from. All of us here are really cranked up about this. The Senate is poised to do something to counter what the House did. How long is the audio from the video of the day? Kenny, can we give that 60 seconds?
It's less than 2 minutes.
All right. Do we have time for this here before Ken?
We can do it very quickly, yes.
All right. Why don't you? This is our video of the day, some audio. You got to watch it. It's pretty quick, the audio from the video of the day, breaking down what the GMO labeling ban bill is all about.
If the DARC Act passes the United States Senate, you as a consumer will not have the ability to determine whether or not the foods you buy actually contain GMO products. Hi, I'm Joshua Jocelyn with the Pace Virtual Farmers Market. Last week, the United States Congress passed what has been dubbed by opponents the DARC Act, which would require, or actually ban, governments from requiring GMO foods to be labeled as such. What that means is you as a consumer will no longer have the ability to decide if the foods you buy contain GMO products because they won't say it on the label. The House passed it. Incidentally, the members who voted for that bill are paid on average three times as much as the members who voted against it by the food manufacturing companies in their campaigns. So they're making money off of this vote, don't be mistaken. But the damage to you as a consumer is you won't have the ability to make the informed choice because local governments will be banned from requiring labeling of GMO foods. Around the world, companies are required to label their foods GMO, or they're banned from even selling foods like Australia, China, Russia, all around the world. Here in the U.S., they're not even going to let foods be labeled GMO. So what we need from you is contact your senators, ask them to vote against this bill, to vote against their version of this bill. It's already passed the U.S. Congress. Now it's in the Senate. So ask them to vote against this bill. But secondly, shop local. Know your farmers. Tell them what you're interested in buying and what you're not going to buy. Let them know what is important to you. That's the way we take control of our food back, is we get to know our farmers. We get to know the people who make our foods. So as always, shop local, eat fresh, live free.
All right. Watch that. Check it out. And sign the petition if you care to, which is both on our Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, all over our social media. We've got it at Pinterest, right, Kenny? Or Instagram. And it's
Pinterest, on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever. Right.
And DougStefan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker, so great. That
looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, it's party season, so would you like to be the life of the party?
It's time to party!
Are you tired of being a wallflower or hiding behind a shrimp dip? Easy to sparkle at parties, here's the social science of it.
Give it to me now!
To be the life of the party, stay informed. If you're going to a party this week, then know the local news and TV plots from last week.
Okay, next issue.
Next, warm up. Arrive early so people can be met kind of on a one-on-one and look approachable. People who are anxious at parties tend to hide their anxiety under a neutral exterior. This comes across as aloof and hostile.
He looks like a weirdie.
Instead, you should lift your head and smile. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's easier to interact with others when they think you want to interact with them. Have you got a question? You can send it to me at drbob.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best way to get rid of a bad habit? Replace it with a good one.
This tip comes from Heidi Grant Halverson, author of Succeed, How We Reach Our Goals. Most people think about what they won't do to reach a goal. Research shows this only strengthens the bad habit because you're so focused on it.
Your attention is like fuel on a fire, so you'll be more successful by thinking about what you will do. What can you substitute for the current behavior?
For example, let's say you want to lose weight. Don't think, I'm going to stop eating potato chips. Replace the potato chips with something healthy instead.
Focus your attention on what you will do to get what you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus updating us on the latest from the world of medicine. A number of items in focus on blood pressure issues and how it may, number one, indicate heart problems. Ken, what's that story, the background?
This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine, Doug. Large swings in blood pressure may be indicative of damage to the arteries, heart disease, or heart failure. Doug, patients whose blood pressure varies widely from visit to visit are more likely to experience a cardiac event of some sort. Additionally, the greater the variation in blood pressure, the greater the risk of experiencing one of these events.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a noted cardiologist, practices at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, in suburban Orlando, Florida. So he has the bona fides, if you will. The other connection that there is to the blood pressure is a warning, sort of, about pain relievers, yeah?
Exactly. These pain relievers, non-aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the NSAIDs, such as Motrin and Aleve, Doug, they can increase blood pressure even if you've already taken an antihypertensive medication. These drugs appear to constrict blood vessels and increase the amount of sodium your body holds on to, both of which can cause high blood pressure. Chronic use of high-dose NSAIDs, they can also cause kidney damage, which raise blood pressure.
All right, you are following a story about contrast agents that are used in the body to measure various things. Is this CAT scans, the problem with the stuff you put in your blood to get a reading? Is this what gets into your brain?
This is MRI, not CAT scans. This is gadolinium. In CAT scans, we use iodinated contrast, iodine-based contrast. This is gadolinium. This comes from the FDA this week. Doug, a few months ago, the Mayo Clinic discovered that gadolinium-based contrast agents used in MRI exams leave deposits in the brain after repeat procedures. The FDA announced this week that they are investigating gadolinium's safety and risk. So we know the deposits of gadolinium stay in the patient's brain after they undergo four or more contrast MRI scans, but it's unclear whether the deposits are harmful.
All right.
This is of some concern. So if you need more than a few MRIs, talk to your doctor about this, whether there are alternatives.
Okay. There's an interesting story we have posted at DougSteffen.com about doctors writing prescriptions for fruits and vegetables.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea.
I thought it was an interesting idea.
But they're over the counter.
Over there. But it sort of makes the point about how people are eating versus what they're expecting. When they eat badly, they expect the doctor to give them a pill. This is a way to eliminate having to get the pill.
I like it. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. You'll stay on planet Earth a lot longer.
All right. What do you make of the CVS story, them combining with IBM? This now becomes a technology-based healthcare company. These people are going to make a lot of money. They understand the new healthcare rules, do they not?
Well,
how does this affect somebody like you who's a private practitioner?
Not a whole lot. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to make out like bandits. You know, it sounds good on paper. Whether it actually works when you're dealing with people, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you mean in the sense that, they're taking over of, let's say, Target, the facilities there that were health-oriented. This really, they're spending a lot of money to become a healthcare provider, compete with you in a sense, it would seem.
Well, this is going to provide primary care and using nurse practitioners and PAs, but not the specialty care that we do.
Right, physician assistants. It's general stuff, low-dose stuff, if you will.
Correct.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen have a weekend program. Check us out 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday mornings.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time for a review. This is the musical portion every hour at this time. We have music in our mind and music on our lips and on our tongue. This is a great example of a superb treatment of a great pop song. The Police at the number one position during this week in 1983 with Every Breath You Take. How many people love listening to this song? Crank it up, Richie!
Can't you see?
Imagine the brains of the people who have to get this lyric line to go with the music line and have it come out like this. Every smile you make, every time we watch it, this is just a great song.
And they're such an interesting band.
Yeah, they are. Right. All right, Mr. Sting, number one during this week in 83. Let's go to the same week in 1984 for a song that had been number one for 5 weeks.
Maybe I'm just like my father.
Was he the formerly known as Prince at that time, or was he just Prince?
He was Prince.
He was just Prince. All right. This is one of the
Purple Rain.
This song sends me every time I hear it. It's one of the great pop songs of the last 30 years. When Doves Cry. Crank it up, Richie.
Guy's a genius.
Ah, another great example of why stuff like this gets to number one. Listen to that. It's not complicated music. Right? It's not.
Feel how it trembles inside.
Story's great story.
You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves that bright.
You got the doves. You have the butterflies all tied up. So now I'm using doves to gauge my emotional strength. All right, we go to this week in 1985 now.
Oh, boy.
Tears for Fears were in the number one spot. Song called Shout. Shout it out.
Shout it.
You like this, Jen? Jen?
Love it.
Good song.
I traded someone my jelly purse for a Tears for Fears cassette.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, I did.
Wow, it's amazing you remember that.
The days of mixtapes.
Yeah, I know.
Jennifer, anybody ever make you a mixtape back in the day?
No. And you know what? I want a mixtape. Will you make me one?
Yeah.
And then will you play it on a ghetto blaster?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make you a mixtape and send it. It's going to be handwritten with all the tracks.
Oh, thanks, Rich. I've always wanted one.
This track reminds me of you.
Oh, he's going to start with I Like Big Butts.
Number one. Keep the songs moving, Richie. Number one. This week, 1986.
No.
I was thinking we'd skip this too because I don't like it.
Just tell everybody what we're skipping.
Peter Cetera. Number one during this week in 1987, Bob Seger. Not the best thing he ever did. Number one. Why?
It was written specifically for a movie.
Oh.
And Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. That's why I got to be number one, because that movie is so popular.
Now, the next one is an interesting one, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
I've seen Steve Winwood in concert probably 7-8 times in the last decade.
Yeah.
He will not play any of his songs from the 80s.
Yeah.
See, I think that is so stupid, because that's good. The reason he's famous.
It is.
So
no.
The crowd wants it.
It's not the reason he's famous.
Yeah. It is.
The reason he's famous.
Yeah. He stinks. Flush him down the toilet. What a loser.
But no, I mean, it was huge.
Tell him and Phil Collins to go on a cruise and never come back.
It was huge.
Number one during this week in 1988. All right. Martika had the number one song during 1989.
Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
This would be great for our one-hit wonder contest, which we sometimes play here.
All right, 28 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's ALKAVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you're worried about your health, and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Gonna be alright. No matter what they say, gonna be a good day. Just wait and see. It's gonna be alright. I'm alright with me. It's gonna be.
In your email.
I see. Hello. 33 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. There's Jennifer.
Hi.
There's Richie.
Hey.
And here's Skippy, also known as Doug and Dudley Steffen.
Skippy. Call you Skippy.
Can I call you that?
Skippy. Hey, what's up, Skippy?
Hey, Skippy.
We're talking about renaming the show. That would be a twist.
Right.
Good Day with Skippy.
Yeah.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Skippy.
That's fun. Who wouldn't want to listen to a show called Skippy Good Day?
Right. Skippy's Good Day. How about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? Actually,
Caitlyn.
The Olympic torch. Yeah, well, this goes back to 1984. This part of the drama goes back to 1984 when the Summer Olympics saw Bruce Jenner really take the day. And so now the torch that he slash she carried, well, he was a he then, so I think it's he carried, was going up to auction. Item is the first Jenner-related memorabilia to sell since Bruce, formerly Bruce, now Caitlin, revealed her identity. She has since appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair, received the ESPY Award for Courage, started her own show on E! Called I Am Kate. Go back to the Olympics. 1984, actually back to 1976, he ran with the torch through Lake Tahoe. The torch originated as a piece of sports history, evolved as a piece of entertainment history, certainly through the Kardashian legacy, and is becoming a cultural phenomenon as he transitions to she. So, the fellow who's put it up, philanthropist known as Bob Lorsch, says $20,000 is fine. I'll take $20,000. Do I hear $21,000? Do I hear $25,000?
What are you going to do with something like that?
Put it up on your wall with a trophy of a dead lion.
Thank you. Okay, so nothing is what you're
maybe
saying.
Maybe get on the lion holding the torch.
Yeah, right.
That would be fun.
But
hey, remember
who has the money? I mean, there are a lot of people who have a lot of money that want to have something like this just so they can show it to their friends. Look, I got the torch. What'd you say?
Remember the most collectible Bruce Jenner item. It would be the Wheaties box, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. With him on it.
Yeah.
So apparently before Caitlyn made her appearance, the boxes were going for about $10
really?
A pop.
Yeah.
Now they're going anywhere from $200 to $500.
No,
because yeah, Bruce is essentially dead.
Yeah, of course.
Really? Huh. I didn't know that, Richie.
$500 her best offer. That doesn't mean he'll get it. He's asking it.
$20,000 her best offer.
I might take my Cal Ripken Wheaties box and rip his picture off and put Caitlyn Jenner's on it and see how much
be
I can
smart.
Get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this
maybe
is
I can put Caitlyn Jenner with Cal
turn
Ripken.
Into nothing but money for her.
How
nothing
long do you think it takes before Caitlyn Jenner is on a Wheaties box, by the way?
Again?
You know that's got to be happening soon, right?
Mm.
Did you see the meme going around this week, Jennifer? Doug, I know you wouldn't have seen it. But it's Bill Cosby, basically, with long hair and breasts and a Confederate flag dress on, and it says, let's offend everybody.
So, this is a good place for that. I'm happy to offend whoever I can offend, just for the heck of it.
You never offend anybody on purpose.
No, we don't.
No clue what you're saying when you offend people.
It's a 38 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, with a focus on space. And people with courage.
Final frontier.
And people who fall out of airplanes and space rockets and live to tell the story.
Sorry, what?
The story of pilot Peter Seibold, who was the pilot of that Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2, that disintegrated. He was in it. He ejected. He blacked out. He awoke and knew that he was way, way, way above the California desert. He tried to activate his backup oxygen. It didn't work. He remembered the jolt of his parachute automatically opening, the sensation of having woken up. He was testifying yesterday before the National Transportation Safety Board about his plunge last fall. His account, the conversation about what he went through. Can you imagine yourself in that position would be my question for you. Spaceship 2 underwent its fourth rocket-powered test flight over the Mojave Desert. It broke apart about 14 seconds after the motor ignited, killed the co-pilot, but this guy lived to tell his story. So he broke his right leg four places, broke his collarbone in two places. He had 40 cuts in his body. He was bruised all over his body. He couldn't really see for a while after he landed, but now he's recovered. He landed in a bush. Told investigators that he considered the test flight high risk because Spaceship 2 was flying an unproven rocket motor. You think? I wanted to put myself... Have you ever read the stories that came from the original pilots of the U-2, for example?
Yeah, those guys are crazy.
These people, some of them... John Glenn was one of them. I'm trying to remember the other fellow, and I can see his picture. But I want to say Red something or other, but that's not his name. Chuck. What's his last name?
He was a pilot.
Come on. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Yes. Yeah, I guess you
do. You sure? That's a failing of our public school system.
I didn't go to public school.
The failure of the private parochial
Catholic. Chuck Yeager.
Yeager. Thank you.
Yeah, no. It's not on my radar.
Oh, you should. Everybody should know this guy's name.
We all know
about Wilbur Wright, Norville Wright.
Yes, I do.
You know about Alan Shepard, and this guy was one of
Chuck
those
Yeager
people.
Chuck Yeager was basically thought that he would die at some point during his career.
That's what he signed up for it.
Pretty much expected. Okay, one of these trips, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah,
I know Steve Yeager.
Okay, good.
Former catcher for the Dodgers.
She knows Yeager Meister.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know other people whose last name begins with Y, Yingling Beer. What does that do for us?
Sorry, what? That's not how you play.
You need to hook me up with those Yingling guys.
So, Virgin Galactic is trying to soft pedal this sort of news, put in quotation marks, because they're trying to sell tickets to the first trip into space. Richard Branson says, I'll go, and I'll take a bunch of you with me if you'll pay $250,000 a ticket.
Sure.
Who would go? I wouldn't go on the first one.
No.
I'd go after they'd had three
Give
or four
it some
flights.
Time.
Yeah. And I'd do a radio program, not probably from space, but.
Now, Doug.
It's a great story. Yes, Richie.
If you really wanted to,
yeah,
like sell a chunk of property or something like that, you could afford this.
Yeah, I could.
Would you?
Well, I expect to do it for nothing because of all the PR I'm going to give him.
No, would you pay?
I might.
Yeah, I see you doing it.
I see me going into one of these. I actually...
Sell those 20 acres over there. I'm going into space.
I've said... I hope I can get more than that for 20 acres. I have said that I would like to be the first broadcaster that went to the moon. There are a lot of listeners who have said that as well.
You could be the first broadcaster that I moon, if you would like. Could set that up for you.
Ah, perfect. That's what we want.
That'll only cost you about 5 acres, actually.
Really? Yeah. Thank you.
I went to Vegas with her. It's fun, Doug.
I understand. All right. In a moment, as we talk
No joy
about,
in Joytown.
Is Joy here?
No joy in Joytown.
Oh, no joy. Okay. Joy, you see, on vacation. That's how, this time of year.
Everybody's gone.
The ones who are unreliable are not here. Richie's here. He's reliable most of the time.
No, I'm gone.
Jennifer's here. She's reliable. Right, you're gone next week?
The week after. I'm going to go to Wallops Island, speaking of space.
Wait,
I'm
going
to
go down to Wallops Island. Are you going away next week or the week after or both weeks?
Well, they're planning a launch at Wallops Island August 11th, 12th, or 13th.
Yeah.
Weather dependent. Right. And so we're going to go down because it's right on the chain of islands, Assateague and Chincoteague, right on the mid-Atlantic coast where the ponies swim across.
Yeah.
So we're going to go down there and then we're going to go on Wallops and
tourists. Isn't it hard to find a room down there?
The pony swim is this week, so by then it'll have settled down. I want to see a launch. I think it'd be cool.
I think it would be cool. You're right. Launches are fantastic. 17 before the hour, 43 minutes after the hour. Speaking of fantastic things, you have heard me for a long, 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 long time talk about the amazing effects Genucel has on your face, the eyes, bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. Gonzo when you use Genucel. Platinum dark circle treatment is now added to the impact of those things that they have in their toolbox that will help you get rid of the dark circles under your eyes, the bags, the puffiness lines, that sort of thing. Yep. When you order Genucel at 800-543-9262, which is the original way to get rid of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, great feeling to it. It doesn't feel like water or oil. There's a feeling to it that you haven't really felt before. It absorbs the water that's under your skin that causes the bags and puffiness. And now with the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, get rid of all of those flaws so you have that flawless look. 800-543-9262. So, this is what happens. You call that number, 800-543-9262. You order Genucel. They'll send you the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as a powerful add-on. They also will make sure you get free express shipping and a luxury gift as well. All comes together when you buy Genucel at 800-543-9262. The deals are spectacular, and now is the time. Get Genucel, the Platinum Dark Cell treatment, and a free luxury gift with the Genucel at 800-543-9262.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child help you clean the house? Well, they should. Admittedly, as a comedian Phyllis Diller said, cleaning the house while kids are still growing, it's kind of like shoveling the walk before it stops snowing. Nevertheless, many parents have found a way around this dilemma. Here's the developmental science of it.
Clean up this mess. We've got company coming.
Many parents clean and pick up because it's faster and easier, but this is doing your child a disservice. Instead, provide the expectation that they must tidy up after themselves. If they don't, something, toys, or privileges must be taken away when children can't do as required. What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions have consequences. That's a real-world lesson that kids must learn early. If not, you'll be picking up for them for the rest of their life. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This gritty left winger was a fan favorite both with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. He's a two-time Stanley Cup champion, and in 1994 he broke the Rangers club record for most goals in a season.
He scores! Adam Graves! Now the celebration begins! 51 goals for Adam Graves!
So where is Adam Graves now?
Gravy announced his retirement in 2004, but has stayed involved in the game of hockey, serving as an instructor at the New York Rangers Youth Hockey Camp. In 2009, the Rangers honored Adam by retiring his number 9 jersey to the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Today, he works as the Rangers' Director of Hockey and Business Operations.
These guys are just getting into their primes. I think it's really going to help this group moving forward.
From the ice to the office, it's all gravy for the Rangers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Former vampire novelist Anne Rice has chucked the silver bullets and garlic in favor of her newly discovered Christian faith. In it, she says thinking green plays a big part.
Well, Harrison, but the last thing we need is a fear of science and a war on science. We Christians have to realize this is God's complex creation. I live in the California desert. There's a lot of sunlight out here. I've put skylights throughout my house that provide natural light in closets and bathrooms and lots of rooms where you don't need electrical light most of the day.
Author Anne Rice. And stewarding his creation seems to make more and more sense.
Greenwood Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Today on App Check. With Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul.
Struck out.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Hi, Doug's Good Day program. I have some raw meat for Jennifer.
Yes, please, sir.
I've been talking a lot about the lion. The city council in the City of Angels has voted this week to ban the possession of high-capacity gun magazines.
Yes, they have. So, and why, you ask?
Well, I was about to do that. You can tell me. What's the problem?
Well, the problem was a few years ago, there was a big shooting at University of California, Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And the shooter went into the school, I think he was in the dorm area, and used this type of ammo to gun people down. So, of course, instead of dealing with the fact that this guy's a sick nut whack job, they've decided to just eliminate this type of ammunition, these high-capacity magazines.
Of Los Angeles, you're talking mm-hmm. about.
Yeah. So this happened in Santa Barbara.
From going to the next county and buying one?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh. Darn.
So this closes a loophole, so they say.
Yeah.
The ban for the sale of high-capacity magazines in L.A. 10 rounds of ammunition and a clip. That's it. If that's of import to you.
So stupid.
So you can only kill 10 people now.
That's it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the bad guys are still going to do whatever it takes to blow people down. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And did this shooter fall into our category of...
Absolutely he did. Yes, young 20-something white guy with crazy eyes.
Took Ritalin and all those things growing up.
And he felt like girls were making fun of him, and so that's why he decided to go and kill people, because he couldn't get a date.
Right.
I'm so tired of it. We don't want to talk about it. It's not pretty. Nobody wants to talk about mental illness, but instead we're just going to take away all the guns.
They think they can fix everything and look good by up there saying, look at this. We've done something. It's fixed now.
Ah, of course.
And it's the easy way out for them.
All right. Ohio man who posted a video of himself petting cougars at the Columbus Zoo.
This idiot. This guy.
This probably didn't go right. I don't know the story, but I'm guessing it went all wrong.
No, he got away. It was fine.
Oh, he's okay. All right.
Yeah.
But he's fine, but he's going to have to pay a fine because he jumped over a fence illegally to get into the zoo. Not about talking or playing or touching the animals. It's just that he jumped over the fence. He was charged with criminal trespassing, sentenced to 4 days in jail. 2 days were suspended. And now he has to pay a fine. This is the second time this year that a zoo patron there was charged with trespassing. Remember the lady who did the same thing, dropped her 2-year-old son in front of the cheetah exhibit?
Yeah, but the kid didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. This guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah,
imagine.
Yeah. Where, does anybody have any common sense anymore?
Not anymore. He's gone.
Oh, my God.
This guy should have been eaten.
Yeah, that'd be the end of it, right? The guy, the lions, should have eaten the dentist. That's what should have happened to him. The other lions should be eating him for
that lion
breakfast,
was too casual.
Dinner.
He wasn't eating anybody.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's get to animal talk, not the pet show. I've upgraded Warren Eckstein. Animal talk. Yakety yak. The yak talks back. Ever talk to a yak, Warren?
I have had a great conversation with a yak one day.
And who won the yakking contest?
I lost the argument, Doug.
No.
He out-yacked me.
Congratulations. Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend here, to talk in a minute about the trend of no-kill dog shelters spreading around the country. Something good, something important, something worthwhile. I'll tell you my experiences. Warren is somebody who believes that an obstacle is often a stepping stone. He's made that very clear during his career. And so I'm always happy to have him here. I consider him a great friend. He was a good friend to Charlotte. So we'll get to the pet issues of the day in a moment. First, let's think about another issue that you have, keeping bugs out of your home. Keeping bugs away from your family and using a completely natural and organic pest control solution to do that. Cedarside is a non-toxic answer to the problems that you have this time of year with bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and mites and scorpions and roaches and so many more problems. Cedarside has every single product that you could possibly imagine. And if you'd like to get more information on what products they have, simple, go to cedarside.com, C-E-D-A-R-C-I-D-E, cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug and you'll get free shipping at D-O-U-G. Or you can call them and have a conversation with them. They're at 800-842-1464 to fight Mother Nature, you use Mother Nature. What a clever idea. 800-842-1464, cedarside.com. This is the, without stretching this at all, I don't like a lot of these chemicals around, especially on my farm. That's why Cedarside is everywhere this year at my place, and it ought to be at your place. Call to order 800-842-1464 or order online at cedarside.com.
Today on App Check, with Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul.
Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend on hundreds of great radio stations. He's been doing it for a long time. People come to him with news and information they want him to disseminate. Interesting, Detroit now has a no-kill dog shelter. This is a national trend, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, Doug, I've been on the board of the oldest, no-kill, largest organization for like over 30 years. It's called the Bidery Home. They're based in New York and on Long Island. They have cemeteries. It's the oldest no-kill shelter. So this is something I've been fighting for years and years and years. And there's organizations and groups all over the country now forming no-kill. For example, in Los Angeles, it's No-Kill LA, which does a tremendous job. So I think it's the wave of the future, and it's the right thing to do. I mean, 4 to 6 million dogs and cats are killed every single year in the U.S. For no other reason other than there are not enough homes.
I told you, we went to the Brooklyn no-kill shelter to get Millie, the dog that we have now, and she is a delight. She's a little, she needs to be trained a little. She's a little overprotective, but she's such a sweet, smart dog. And that's, you know, we saved her from the ultimate fate. And there's so many of these dogs that you see every day. You want to save them all. So support one of these things if there's one around you in whatever way you can. All right.
And, you know, it's interesting, Doug, because a lot of the reasons that dogs wind up at shelters, and cats for that matter, is behavioral issues. That's why I spend the majority of my time working with shelters, helping to resolve these issues, which can all be resolved. They can all be resolved through some time and patience.
All right. Now, you've got about 35, 40 seconds here. What do we do with this Minnesota dentist who killed the lion?
You don't really want me to answer that on the air, Doug. You really don't want me to answer.
Now, you can give us something
simple. How anyone can pick up a gun and look in the eyes of an animal and kill it for a trophy. Food is a whole different ballgame, but kill it for a trophy is way beyond my ability to understand. So I think the guy should be prosecuted and sent to jail.
Well, I'm betting that his career is over as well, because everybody's found out every bit of dirt on this guy they could find now that he's become so notorious. But people just don't think about stuff like this, and it needs to be thought through. Thank you. Warren Eckstein, check him out at Pet Show. Hugs and Kisses, his minerals and vitamin supplements for dogs and cats. Check that out.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.